Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm excited. I promised to the family, I said that to the family of Radio Pulpit, I will be talking to Sis Bulani from Social Development, and we are talking on the homeless shelters today, the homeless program that they are running as a department, and she is on the line. My queen, good morning.
Blessed morning.
And how are you today?
I'm blessed to the listeners of Pulpit and my interviewer.
Oh, you're humbling me, Mara. Why is he? Sis Bulani, we understand that as the Gauteng Department of Social Development, you have been mandated to lead the homeless programs. Can you tell us about these, the homeless program that you are running?
Yes. Blessed morning once more. Yes, indeed, the social development during the COVID time, there was a need that came out, and then it's one of the responsibilities that we are collaborating with the city of Tshwane municipality and the civil society such as the NPO,
yeah.
Because we realized that before COVID, we were unstabilized in such a way that we can't see, but COVID, post-COVID, it realized that there is a need of the homeless people that you always see as Bartibo Mazulani Mostratemo. So they are indeed there are homeless people that social development, they are working with it. And we developed a Gauteng City Region strategy for the adult street homelessness, where as a province and municipality, we are working together and we are trying to pathway homelessness. As we all know that now RSA G20 is coming, and we are working together with civil society to pathway homelessness within the city of Tshwane. So what we are doing currently is that as a department, we are funding the non-profit organizations. So far, we have nine. Amongst the nine, seven of them, there are shelters, and two of them, there are drop-ins. So if is that okay with you, should I provide mention the services that we are rendering through that?
Yes.
No. So the department is supporting the citizens of South Africa through these NPOs. We are funding the NPOs. We are working together. The only difference is that as a department, we don't have a shelter currently that is for the department.
Okay.
But like for an example, we are doing outreaches with them.
Mm.
In both the shelters and the drop-in center, they are both doing. So I will start, all of them that I'm going to mention is what is in common, and later I will mention what is the difference.
Yes.
So for now, we have 851 homeless people that are sheltered there. And then among both the shelter people, the services that they are receiving is the provision of safe, temporary safe accommodation, nutrition, which is food, and referrals to the health services. They are also doing the psychosocial support. Psychosocial support, just to be at the ground level of everyone to understand, is then when the client is face-to-face with the social workers, when they are doing the group work where they have a common need, maybe all of them, they were once butchery because they did criminal and they went to street family, they don't want them anymore. They will do the group work so that they can restore them with their families. And after the group work, they will do the family reunification. It's where they will be linking the homeless person with the family so that they can be able to accept that family back. So that is the counseling. So they will be doing that, is the psychosocial services where they render those services. And they are very conducive because our funded NPOs, we fund them for the social workers, they render that services. And then they render it at the drop-in center. Because why the drop-in? we realize that the homeless people, some of them, they don't want to be in a structure because they don't want to follow the laws. Because once you become in the shelter, there are shelter house rules that you have to adhere. For an example, there is a time to leave, there is a time to come back.
Mm.
There is a time to eat, there is a time to do the house chores, because they are rotating with the house chores once they are there in the shelter.
Mm.
So that's why we have to do the drop-in. Is the day-to-day, you come and you go wherever, you come and receive the service the time you want. From 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock, you get that service. If you want to do the bathing, you will come and do the bathing. If you want to receive the food, you will receive the food. If you want the health capabilities there, they will do the screening and assessment. They will refer you to the hospital, and you go wherever you want at your own time.
Mm.
However, with the shelters, you have the time to wake up. You have the time to do whatever. It's a schedule. When you get the food, there's a schedule for when do you get the food, when do you go to bath, when do you go to Zula for the part-time jobs that they have.
Mm.
So that is a different, is a temporary shelter where you're only allowed to stay for 6 months.
Mm.
And after the 6 months, then we can do the renewal depending on the social work report that this person or this client is allowed to stay more than 2 months because the intervention of 1, 2, 3, 4 is not yet concluded. Because when they enter, they do exit plan to say, what is your problem? Maybe the client does not have an ID first.
Mm.
And you know, if you don't have an ID, it's very rare to get anything. Your bank, your SASA grant, everything is going to close. So during that process, they will have the time frame for we are going to start here, then there, and at the end, we exit you with the family. So if there was some of the challenges that they experienced, they will then ask for the extension. But the period that the person is allowed is between 3 months and 6 months, so that we can be able to exit you, because we want, if they're in, people must come in and go out of the shelter. They can't stay there forever. It's not a permanent shelter. That's why we call it a temporary accommodation shelter, where the homeless people must get a temporary help. Like in most cases where what happened to COVID, the person will come, especially, you know, for housing is a job placement hub. People, they will come, Mrs. has called me to come to work, and I'm waiting for the Mrs. and they actually never come. You become homeless. Then we have to take you to the shelter and ensure that the other Mrs. go to, so that you can get a job placement. What they are in the shelter, they do different activities according to the interests of the individuals.
Mm.
Some of them we have produced the university students through the shelter. We have produced the priest through being accommodated at the shelter.
Mm.
Some of them, they are even studying. They are, at the moment, they are studying. They are studying. So according to your talent, you become able to explore your talent while you are waiting for your process to unfold.
This is like really awesome to hear. We see people on the streets and we wonder, why aren't they in shelters? Now you explained it clear that most of them do not want to be told what to do. And so they'd rather be coming for food and then. But now, okay, the question that's there from time to time then, because the shelters also offer shelter, offers nutrition, healthcare, but you find they are asking for food at the robots and everywhere else. And the question that I get from time to time when people see the homeless is, should we also be giving them money or food? What is the advice from social development?
Thank you. This is a very good question. Social development, they discourage people to be given, especially the money. The food, we don't have a problem. But with the money, remember, the money can be used for differently, but the food, you are going to eat, or you are going to give someone to eat, or you are going to throw it away. But we are totally discouraging in terms of giving people money. Because most of, if you can link, there is a thin line between a homeless person and a substance user.
Mm.
So if you give money, that means you promote them to go and buy the substances, and they want their intention when they explore to you, because they're very intelligent. They will ask you for money in order to get food. But at the end, they're going to buy substance or drug or something. But if you give them food, we don't have a problem. But what, especially now that we have a lot of listeners that are here, we are encouraging, I will give you the details at the end of the the interview, the details where you have to contact us. The best way is to have this number so that in case you don't know what to do, you phone this number and we lead you what to do.
What to do.
Because with money, we are totally discouraged because it has a bad end result. So in case you see a homeless person, we have very different NPOs, but to make this easier, our contact is the Department of Social Development. We are based in Kona, Lille Ngoyi, the old name by Vita van der Walde, and Pretoria. 682 building, Yahona, give a pet show building. And then the easiest way, they call it Tramshed. If you get to the Tramshed, you ask people, they will show you. And our contact number are as follows. 012.
Right.
359.
330. 012.
359. 330. And then we are doing the outreach together with the NPOs that I shared with you. We are doing outreach almost weekly. Everywhere in the seven regions of Pretoria, we are doing the outreach. We are issuing the pamphlet. We are issuing the snack. So that we are issuing the pamphlet of this information that we am sharing with you now. So that people must know when they see homeless what to do, because our intention is to pass away homelessness. And then last month in October, we held a World Homeless Day in Region 3 here in Sunnyside. The Methodist Church was hosting us, where we had a different professionals, where we were sharing the knowledge, including the skills development, which is very important, because you find homeless person, he does not have a much skills. According, we offer different skills after conducting assessment of what is the need, and we offer those skills with accredited and non-accredited certificates. So that in case you become sheltered and you exit, you have acquired the knowledge and you have a paper to apply for bricklaying or any other services. Because if you go to the drop-in center, I'm encouraging, especially those that they don't want to be abandoned by the loss of the shelter. The drop-in, they do have the computers where they will be able to type your CV, to print it, and be able to apply and get a job, so that we pass away homelessness.
So in terms of, let's say, we meet a person on the streets and there is, or maybe when you talk to them, because this is what I've gathered with most of these people who are homeless, you ask them what happened and they tell you about violence, GBV in the house, and that's why they are out on the streets. What should happen? What should you do with that kind of a case if you are like a community, a person from the community, and you'd like to help?
Yes, as I've already provided the number, you will contact that number, and the number you will share with the person who's gonna get your call, and after that he will refer according to the telephonic, the brief information that you have sent. And then the social worker, when they meet with the person during the outreach, or the person is able to refer, will check if the client is looking for accommodation, will then refer you to the accommodation. If he's looking for drop-in, will refer you to the NPOs that we render. As I mentioned, we have two NPOs that are busy with the drop-in. Even this nine, they are doing drop-in, but this one, they are specializing with the drop-in. This one, the seven one, is the shelter plus the drop-in, but the two, they are specializing in only the drop-in, the skills development, the outreaches. So we are going to repair. As long as you can call this and give a brief. Whether when you see the person or what, when I just take the particulars of the street, the area, and then the area, the name of the person, and call to say, well, I see the homeless person, and I've interviewed just to get a little bit of information so that also when you are concerned citizen, you are talking to us, we'll be able to have a direction over which NPO to refer to, which hotspot, because you must know. And at least see that person more than time so that you can see the pattern. Okay, this person is around this time. Because remember, they are very intelligent. They have their timing. Especially the rush hour is their most timing time. So that you must be able to share that information so that when we go out, at least we have a clear direction over where to go and who to help.
All righty then. Should we be taking them into our houses, says Bulani? I've seen people taking them through to their houses, giving them a bath and food. Is that safe? Is that...
No, that one as a social development, then we are discouraging because you'll never know, Hori, what type of a person is that one. Through Ubuntu, you can do it, but do it out of willingness so that when the consequences come, you will be able to not feel guilty. But we encourage you, because we have funded NPO, social development is here. Let us use them to the right channel so that they must be able to know about this service and share with their peers this service. Is what we are encouraging to all the listeners of today. Social development is here and is funding the NPOs. We are working collaboratively with the City of Tshwane. So in case you know the City of Tshwane official social development or the NPO, feel free to contact in case this number you cannot get hold of us. Please, please let us promote these services so that we can erase, alleviate or pathway homelessness. G20 is here and then we have to reach out so that this information can spread.
Sis Bulani, thank you so much for empowering us on this, educating us. I think so many of us needed this information so we know exactly what's happening. People are asking, Ami, I heard there are shelters. Now we know they are there. Now we know they are there. And but now when you say don't give them money, you can give them food. I also heard that there are those ones who take the food and sell them. And then buy drugs, but
yeah, this situation is like an egg and chicken. You don't know what to do.
Yeah,
but it's better than nothing. The money, we know that one is gonna really. We want to part ways. That's why we have these services so that they can be used effectively.
The numbers again, my queen. Your contact where we can get hold of the department in case we need more information.
Our physical address is 268 Honor Lillian Goy, old name Van der Waals and Pretoria. Best Shop Building, Pretoria, Transhex. The contact number is 012-359-3300.
Thank you so much, my queen. Awesome talking to you. Have yourself a more blessed day further. So eye-opening. And we are so glad to see that the Department of Social Development is doing something about this case. And we know it's going to be a long run, but we hope we win this battle. Thank you so much.
In conclusion, it seems possible until it is done. Merci good day to the listeners, and thank you for calling me. Siyabonga, baya danki, raleboha.
Inkomu. Thank you so much. Yes, merci beaucoup. Have yourself a blessed one, my queen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And yes, my family, that is Sis Bulani, all the way from Social Development, Sis Bulani Molochego. And as you have heard, my family, there is something that we can do. We can, all hands on deck. Let's work together with the Department of Social Development to curb the surge of homelessness in our country. If there's something that we can do, let us assist. If you're not quite sure about shelters, where the shelters are, you want to find out more, how you can play a role, maybe you're also an NPO, you're starting an NPO, you're concerned about this, talk to Social Development. Do remember, they are at Corner Lillian Ngoyi and Pretoria Street in Pretoria. It's 268 Corner Lillian Ngoyi and Pretoria Street at Fairshore Building in Pretoria. And their office number is 012-359-3300.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.